Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. Got some fun stuff lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Brittany, did you just steal the forecast from Seattle for today? It's just what it looks like right now.
Oh, well, thank you for making me laugh, because all of this damp, dreary, gross weather has got my mood like, I hate telling everybody that this week is just going to be a flooding potential with showers and storms left and right and all of that. After last night, how are you holding up?
How are you, Melissa? Because I know for my folks, we worry about flooding. We've had it happen a couple of times in their house. So my dad and I were just periodically, like at one point last night, I was up at like 1 a.m. I just thought I'd go down there and look, and he was coming up. he was coming up the stairs as I was
great
going down.
Lines. So,
we're concerned about that, but otherwise, you know, had some branches down by some friends I know, and I'm still waiting to hear from Pam and see how she was. How was it on your end?
She was worried about trees down in her yard. There were trees down in Nakusa and Port Edwards. I know branches were down. There was, I want to say that there was branches down on power lines in Nakusa, so they lost power. I saw something about a house fire, but I did not get any actual information I can report on. So hopefully everybody's okay. But most of the power has been restored in the area. So now it's just the cleanup.
Yeah. Oh, how is it on your end, Brittany?
69 mile per hour wind gusts that were clocked there. So some of the strongest winds hit you out of the entire state. So definitely tree damage. Down south, Madison, they had some heavy rain. They got 2.5 inches, and it kind of collapsed a roof, a Woodman's grocery store.
I saw a lot of pictures of that. Yeah, that was crazy, that. Brittany. There was like a flood of water in that and on the floor in that store.
Yeah, so scary. And it's so powerful. Water is so powerful. And like you said too, James, you worry about the flooding because it happens so fast and it does so much damage. Even with a little bit of water in your basement, I mean, you're going to be removing, what, like 4 feet of your walls if it starts to soak in. So, I mean, a lot of people worried as the system and this front stalls over the state. So today, we're still looking at on and off showers expected, some storms with some heavier rainfall, possibly this afternoon. And then it kind of fizzles out, and we'll get a break this evening, kind of like it did last night. As the sun set, the storm started to roll down and stop and ease up a little bit. That'll be the case again today. Nothing should be that strong or severe, okay, because that heat is gone, that humidity is easing a little bit today. So the storms today would pack some heavy rainfall possibly, and then some gusty winds around 40 miles per hour or so. Nothing like yesterday. But the flooding just keeps becoming a risk because more rain rolls in Wednesday. It becomes heavy with more storms on Thursday. And by the time we get to Friday, a lot of those rivers are going to be rising. Basements are going to be, you know, at risk as well. So do the things you need to do now before it happens. If you don't have flood insurance, look into it now.
Yes. Yeah. Right away. Yeah. And appreciate you, Brittany. We got a couple of topics to get into today, Brittany. A little bit later, we're going to be talking about people's reactions to people wearing hoodies in this heat. That should be interesting. I've not pre-read that one. Anybody guilty?
I want to hear this.
Yeah,
that
should be good. Should be good. We'll be getting to that a little bit and plenty more. We're able to feel that much more prepared thanks to you. We appreciate you, Brittany. You have a good morning.
You too. Thanks,
Brittany.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us every morning right in this time slot. We got good things coming up. We'll talk about that in a little bit, Melissa and I. I also have one I've been dying to talk with you about, Melissa, since Saturday. I read about this. Plants have a secret second set of roots deep underground that scientists are just now discovering.
Oh,
yeah! Really? It's so amazing. Yeah, I'm gonna warn you ahead of time, Melissa. This is gonna be a rabbit hole. You're gonna want to go down off air. I'm telling you. It's the end of an era. No one wants hotel front desks anymore. What? I want to get into that. Yeah.
I want a hotel front desk.
Yeah, I'm with you. We'll get into all that in entertainment news. Yes, more Dolly. We will get into that. We are also going to talk about a fun one: celebrities who were awesome to crew on flights.
Ooh.
It's been making the rounds lately. We'll get into that a little bit. I want to put Melissa on the spot to ask her about the newsletter, but don't tell her.
I've been warned.
Yeah, we also got a fun one here about a free library that fosters cats. Want to dive into that one, too. Plenty more coming up. America's favorite gas station snacks. We got a lot to get into, a lot to talk about. Piggybacking off of our conversation with Brittany there, this from our great friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Due to the fair amount of trees and branches down at the South Wood County Park after today's storms, we're asking that the walking trail around Lake Wasicha not be utilized at this time. Please use your best judgment when using other areas of the park. You can see this on Facebook if you'd like. Otherwise, a big shout out to Stacy and all of our friends over there at the Park and Rec Department.
Yep, appreciate them letting us know.
Keep an eye out for that, everybody. And in this heat, and it's going to be a long summer of this. We don't know how many of these kind of stretches we're going to have or anything like that. What is the one thing that, one of the main things we keep talking about? Staying hydrated.
Mm-hmm. Water.
Very important. You know, water's great, but make sure that you got plenty of milk.
What?
Yeah. A doctor in the UK is trending because she said milk is the perfect drink for hot weather. Quote, it's 87% water, but takes longer to digest because of the sugar, protein, and fat. So it keeps you hydrated longer than water does.
I suppose, because it doesn't travel through your system as quickly.
Yeah, it's also got sodium to help your body hold on to the water, or in other words, it's packed with electrolytes. One of our favorite kind of words over the last 20 years or something like that, where you just see it on drinks all the time and stuff and everything.
Right.
If you're vegan or can't drink milk, regular milk, she says soy milk works just as well.
That's cool. There is nothing like, and granted for me it's coconut milk, but there is nothing like a tall, cold, like super cold glass of milk when it's really hot.
Mm-hmm.
That is the truth. I had one yesterday and it was refreshing.
So I was with you up until the when it's hot part. I don't know what it is, but I would have never thought about this. I feel like I knew this about milk, about the science of it, the makeup of it and everything. But when I think of milk, I think of almost the opposite of hot and everything. it doesn't seem like the two fit. So I think about that. I really want to try this. I really want to. Yeah. I love
milk.
You're going
to have to try this. Oh, yeah. You love milk.
Yes,
now, think about this, James. You're sweltering hot. It's beastly hot. You just got done mowing the lawn on a stupid hot day because you're a boy and you're dumb.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
you go into the house and you open the fridge and you grab a really, really cold half gallon of milk, of chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
And just start guzzling it. Come on. Doesn't that just sound absolutely refreshing?
You know what? Maybe it's just the lack of sleep or whatever it is. Didn't even think about the chocolate milk angle. I didn't even think about that. Yes, I'm definitely doing this. Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa.
I'm sorry I called you a dumb boy.
But it fits. You kind of got to call it like it is sometimes. You might have heard during Pat's show, Laura doing the breaks there, those little 7-minute breaks we have at the end of hours. Shout out to her and the nice production there with those.
Mm-hmm.
One of those snippets we had in there today was us speaking with our friend Keith from the Wisconsin Rapid City Band. We usually get to talk to Keith a little earlier in the season. They've been pretty busy over there and everything, so we got a little late. They've already had a show in this season, but we didn't get too late because everybody, there is a show going on tonight over at the Wisconsin Rapids Performing Arts Center at the PAC that if you have any free time, I cannot encourage you enough to attend. The 132nd D Army Band is going to be in our area. The concert band and the rock band with Wisconsin Rapids City Band all going to be performing tonight, 7:30. It's going to be an amazing show. I encourage you to check that out if you can. You can find out more online. The City Band has a great Facebook page you can check out and stuff. But you get a chance. You're over at the PAC this week tonight. And again, that'll be going on at 7:30 tonight. I cannot encourage you enough to check that out, everybody.
Army bands are fantastic. They really, really are.
Mm. Yes. One of the things Keith and I was talking about, and I talked a little bit more about it off air, actually, was I was curious if there was any, you know, not intimidation, it doesn't feel like the right word, but, you know, musicians, there can be there's all kinds, but there are some that are just, you know, there and they like to play, they have fun with it, they don't take it overly serious. And then you have the other musician that is just insane, and every single note has to be perfect and some of those things. The military members I have met that have been a part of bands, and we're talking like 3 or 4 people, not a huge number, but they tend to lean more towards the very, you know, like they approach their military career. You know, they're gonna hit every note strong. They're gonna do all these things, and
it has to do with discipline.
And the thing that stood out that I was talking with Keith about, it's all their band and all their members are amazing and so proficient and so talented. It's something about the brass instruments. And they're breathing. And I really do think that there's a bit of a connection with them, you know, in the training and all they do.
Being so in shape.
Yeah. They play on those things like Dizzy Gillespie. Like, they're incredible. To have these bands, to have these great members who we appreciate and we honor, hopefully, every day, coming to town here, that's a gift. That's a pretty cool thing.
That's pretty cool.
Check that out tonight, 7:30 at the PAC.
7:30.
Going to be a good show. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. You heard Pitbull. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Go visit them today. Treat yourself at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're open for the week.
They are.
Got some great specials over there, Melissa.
They do. It's a Polish skillet this week. That's Polish sausage, onions, peppers, and cheese on potatoes, topped with 2 eggs, and served with toast or pancakes. But this is the one I think you're going to want, James. The Mediterranean omelet.
Yeah, that's my people.
Feta cheese, spinach, mushroom, onion, and tomato with three egg omelet, served with potato or fruit, and cakes or toast. That's a big meal.
You're getting a lot for that omelet. And three egg omelet is not easy to say. It's not. Three words. That's a little difficult. That that Polish skillet sounds really good too. Growing up, my nana grew up next to a bunch of Polish families, and then actually ended up learning a lot of Polish and a lot of their foods and everything. And she would make a lot of it growing up, and that just like immediately was nostalgic to me. Just seeing that sounds really good too. Check it out today, everybody.
Yeah. And when Laura and I were living together for a while, she would make dishes with Polish sausage in them, and it just kind of opened a new menu option for me, because it's really good. I like it.
Open up your new menu option over at El Cafe today, everybody. Head on over there. Wish them a good morning for us.
And if you want lunch, the BLT chicken salad sounds delicious. And my favorite, tuna melt.
Oh, I love a good BLT when you get the middle right to the center. We appreciate it. How many times is there anything we reference more than The Princess Bride?
I doubt it. But you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think it's all right. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our WFHR or WIRI Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
Yep, that number is 715-424-2600. We'll connect you right there to James in the studio, or you can use the free Civic Media app to text or call us anytime with just a touch or two.
We're looking forward to talking to you, everybody. Join the conversation. Melissa, I need a 1 through 4.
Ooh, wow, 4.
Yeah, all right, gives us that one. All right, so we can get right into the celebrating. There we go. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Michael Laskowski.
Hey, Michael, happy birthday.
Yeah, about to add that to the list.
Yeah. I didn't know it was his birthday today. I have to go on Facebook and send him a special thing. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it popped up on mine. That's how I knew. wanted to wish him a good one. Good guy.
Awesome. I've not actually seen him act, but I'll bet he's fantastic at it.
Yeah, I bet.
Really great director. I got to work with him. He directed my one-woman show.
Yeah, and did a really nice job with that, too.
It was a lot of fun.
I'm still talking about that show, Melissa, by the way. I just did with a bunch of students this weekend. I didn't know if your ears were burning or not, but yeah. We also wish...
Along with everything else, because it was so hot.
James, right, yeah, really. Yeah, how could you tell? Well played. We wish a very happy birthday to Bark Kasten.
Happy birthday, Bark.
Bark, you have one of the best names I've ever seen in my life. That is a fantastic name, Bark Kasten. That is a great name. Can I trade you? I will teach you how to spell Maloff. I will. I won't just give the name to you. We'll make it fair.
A little training session. Yeah,
that's a great name. Enjoy your day, Bark. Mm-hmm. And we wish a happy 20th anniversary to Dennis and Penny Pilot.
Oh, Dennis and Penny.
Yeah, wishing them a happy 20th. Enjoy you
happy
two.
Happy 20th.
Celebrate all week long. And our qualifier just so happened to have a last name that is very difficult for me to say. But this is how it worked out. Melissa picked it. June Trashhold. Trashhold. TRAUTSCHOLD.
Trashhold. That would be my guess. But you can call and correct us.
Yes, please do, June. Please do. And you're our qualifier.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
We may have to say this name again at the beginning of the month if you win. So get us that. If you happen to be listening out there, we'd love the real pronunciation of that so we can get it right. And again, you can mess up my last name all you'd like. It's only fair. Happy birthday, June. Enjoy. You're our qualifier today. We take a look at who you're sharing your birthdays and anniversaries with. Erin Moriarty is 31. She is a Starlight on Amazon's The Boys. And she's done a couple of other things, too. She does a really good job on that show. Mm-hmm. The most famous athlete in the world is 38 today, Lionel Messi. Generally considered not only the best soccer player on the planet, but the face of soccer for, I'd say, a decade at least. There's a couple of other soccer players are world-renowned and everything, but Lionel Messi not only has been famous coming off of a World Cup victory for Argentina in the most recent World Cup, but he brought his talent to Florida and has been playing in the MLS the last couple of seasons and only raised his popularity here in the States, which is pretty cool considering North America is going to be hosting the World Cup very soon with Canada, America, and Mexico hosting the biggest tournament in the world in everything. I understand that here in the States, soccer isn't as big and all that. As much as I am a homer and I love our country, we don't speak for everybody.
There's a whole lot more world out there.
There is no place in the world that LeBron James or Tom Brady or anything like that or even a smidgen as famous as Lionel Messi is. It's something that even LeBron James has touched on before, where he will actually like to go to other countries because he's just not as well as recognized and everything. But Messi can't. Whereas Messi, it can, like, he first moved into the America here, and he's living in Florida with his family, and he is a very, like... He's just not a diva guy. He goes out, buys his own groceries, all that stuff and everything. He was at a grocery store and like a soccer fan took a picture of him like, oh my God, Lionel Messi's at a Kroger's. But nobody else knew who he was. He just bopped around and got his milk and everything and left. It's really interesting. It's kind of the dynamic of that. Let's see here. Minka Kelly is 45. Wonderful actor. Dove on Titans. Many people remember her as Lila on Friday Night Lights. Mindy Kaling is 46. The Mindy Project and, of course, Kelly on The Office. She's a good writer, director, and producer, too, Mindy Kaling. She does a lot of good work.
Yeah, I really like her. I had to look it up because I didn't recognize the name. But, yeah, now that I see her.
She is very talented.
Yes.
Kurt Smith is 64. Tears for Fears lead singer and songwriter. Shout, Head Over Heels, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I'll spend the rest of my life loving Tears for Fears. I have no doubt in my mind. I'll be 80 years old and I'll be, everybody... singing horribly, but still singing. Nancy Allen is 75 and Peter Weller is 78. I mentioned them together because they both starred in the movie RoboCop together, famously, I should say. The original RoboCop, that is. The only RoboCop, really. The only RoboCop. Mick Fleetwood is 78, of course, of Fleetwood Mac. I don't think we only have about an hour and a half left of show, so I don't think I have enough time to talk about all the hits of Fleetwood Mac. and how as amazing as that band is, and you could talk about Stevie Nicks, you could talk about Christy McVie, you could talk about Lindsey Buckingham. Those are three legends right there. Those are three of the greatest people to ever do what they did. And doesn't happen without Mick Fleetwood. Just doesn't happen without Mick Fleetwood. He is the core of that band. He is the person that brought everybody together. He is almost the talent scout, you could say, that really put that band together and in many ways kept it together over the years. Let's see here. Colin Blundstone is 80, the Zombies lead singer.
Really?
Yeah. Tell Her No, Time of the Season. But again, another song that I'll listen to the rest of my life. She's Not There. Oh, that song. That song gets me. I don't know what it is about that song, but that song just gets me every time. And some people no longer with us, like my father's favorite guitar player of all time, and I cannot stress that enough. I know you hear me say, my top five actors, and I'll mention 20 actors or some of those things. My dad is not like that. He says he loves something. He really means it. He doesn't say things without really backing it up. And he will just, if you bring up, like I guarantee you right now, he is driving my mother crazy talking about Jeff Beck for like the 900th time. Jeff Beck, underrated guitar player, just period, underlaid. Came also happened to be around the time of Clapton and Santana and so many other famous great guitar players, but Jeff Beck, so many hits, so many things that you wouldn't, you know, he was the guitar player of the Yardbirds, the Jeff Beck group. If you want to know what I'm talking about, you can listen to his version of Greensleeves, but Beck's Borello is the one that I would say that if you were going to listen to anything of Jeff Beck, listen to that, and you weren't, you don't hear a guitar player like him. It's just a very original. And Al Molinaro would have been celebrating a birthday today. Al on Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
Big character actor. Did a lot of great stuff there. A lot of great stuff going on over at El Cafe. Their doors are open. Head on over there today, everybody, and enjoy some great food from our good friends over there.
Don't forget to have your pie.
They're just waiting for you at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards, and now all I can think about is pie.
You're welcome.
Now that is going to be on my brain all morning long. I did want to mention, too, we talk about their Facebook page a lot, and we cannot encourage you enough to subscribe to that, check it out. They do have got a great website, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their website's fantastic.
LCafeWI.com. Be sure to check that out, LCafeWI.com, and keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can keep celebrating with you. Mm-hmm. Melissa and I will come back, and we're talking about people wearing hoodies in this weather and some other stuff coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Going to be a warm one. We know this. This
but not is, as bad as it was.
Yes.
So we'll take it.
So maybe it won't be as strange if you see somebody walking around in a hoodie today. now, this question comes up. It's so hot across America, most of the country, that people are losing patience with people who dress like it's still March. Someone went on social media and asked a simple question to the people who wear hoodies when it's 90 degrees outside. Why? Some people had real answers, like, you know, they want to protect their skin and some of that. And then there were some fun answers to this. But I thought this was a perfect question. Most of this is taking place, the questions and the answers and all that, out west. But I think this is a perfect Wisconsin question. It's something that we, I mean, one of the things that, you know, you've really been embedded in the state and you're getting used to things, whether you're just growing up here or you just moved here and you've assimilated with everything, is that you realize in the morning you have to have one set of clothing and something ready for the afternoon or at night, or that there's a possibility it could change. How many people
like the weather? Just wait.
Yep. Raise your hand, everybody, if you have in your car are a long something long sleeve, just if you need it, because I got like two things in there. So this is to me a Wisconsin question, I think.
Yeah, always dress in layers or bring layers with you.
When it came to the answers to why you wear a hoodie in warm weather, we'll give you some of these here that commenters left. Like, I quote, "I always wear it. It's like a security blanket thing." Okay. Quote, "I don't want to be bit by bugs, especially mosquitoes."
That's fair.
Yeah. I don't. I'm not big on the smell of mosquito spray.
Like, some that are really bad.
Yeah, yeah. I can almost see doing that over the smell. Like,
I did get the bug away or bug whatever it is called, the essential oil mix this year. I haven't actually tried it yet. But I plan to, because those smell nicer.
I might try that.
Because, you just put a couple drops on, on your ankles and, on your wrists, and it's supposed to keep the bugs away.
Everybody is blasting so much AC that it makes me cold. That is a good one.
That is if you go into, say, a restaurant, if you're going to go out to eat, or if you work in an office building, make sure you're bringing sleeves with you, because you're going to be cold in the AC. In fact, yesterday during one of our Zoom meetings, our news director was wrapped in a blanket. Yesterday.
Yeah, I mentioned this. I mentioned this from time to time, in part to normalize it, and just sharing and everything. I stay with my parents a bit, and I help them out and stuff. They're insane. That my mom and dad are insane. It is too darn cold. Too darn cold. They're walking around like it's perfectly fine. But I'm walking around. I've got a sweater with me half the time I'm in that house. I don't know.
Wearing socks.
And then I look at the thermostat, and it's not even that cold. It's not like they keep it at like 40 or something like that. Like it just
feels like it.
Yeah, something about the house. I don't know. Quote, "It's cool. It's punk." Or "It's youth street culture thing." I don't know.
I guess as long as you're not, overheating, sure.
Here's a good one. "My hoodies look awesome." I like these next, these last two, though. Quote, "I don't know. Why do people wear shorts in 30-degree weather?"
fair question.
Yes, fair counter there. And this one I think I'm going to steal. "My inner thermostat is broken, and I'm literally always cold." I feel like that's me. I feel like that. I just feel like I'm always cold. Speaking of the heat, a video is circulating. Oh, did you have some? Sorry.
No. I was just going to make some sarcastic comment.
A video is circulating online that shows a road buckling under the heat in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Yes, I saw that one.
Caused a car to go airborne. And if you're looking for an ice beverage to cool yourself down, the warmer in this heat, there is, of course, milk we brought up earlier. The summer heat inspired a new trend of fancy ice at trendy bars, restaurants, and private parties. It's just called fancy ice, and I'm trying to see what exactly this is.
Like shapes or something?
It's ice shapes, and there's things frozen inside of them. Fancy frozen cubes aren't a brand new concept, especially cocktail ice has saturated high-end bars and restaurants for many years.
You can make them yourself, just put little fill up your ice tray and stick pieces of fruit inside the water.
Yeah.
And then when it freezes, you have fruit ice cubes.
Unlike the
Sorry, dumb big long trucks driving by.
Unlike the typical crushed or cubed ice, bespoke ice is often larger, cleaner, and meticulously crafted. It includes petite flowers, literally frozen in time, encased in like a snow globe kind of thing. And then there's some with like
so cool
gummy bears or fruits, as Melissa mentioned. There's some like those and everything. And I guess this is not new thing, but this is something that's been trending because of the weather.
Well, do you remember when we were kids and you'd make your own popsicles at home?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
You had, like, the little tray.
Yes.
And you could fill them. And I always made such a mess when I do it. But That was the best. Even though the popsicles weren't that great, it was still, they were good because you made them.
My sister and I had this thing. I loved pineapple juice, and Jillian loved pickle juice. So back then, I'm sure they have a billion of them now, but you couldn't find pineapple popsicles.
Popsicles?
So I took some of the juice and I put it in there, and it was pretty good. You know, we put sticks in there and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jillian, without telling anybody, had the idea to do this with pickle juice. We found this out because we came into the kitchen and there's like pickle juice all over the floor, and the freezer's not shut all the way because she wasn't tall enough to put it in there.
Yeah, but Jimmy did it, so I just wanted
So we end up doing this for her, and she's so excited, takes one lick of them and dropped it. It just like literally dropped it. Yeah, wasn't the same.
See, now I think that would be good.
I wonder her as an adult if she'd like it. Yeah, I wonder. I have to tell her. I got to text her right at our break. I got to text her. I want to encourage everybody to check out this article at yahoo.com. It is written by Olivia Ferrero, who does some really nice reporting. And oftentimes I don't recommend things or suggest things for just, you know, usually it's heavy reading, I'll be honest. It's stuff that I think is really important that our national media or whatever is not covering enough. This one, I just think every human being should know because it's darn fascinating. Plants have a secret second set of roots deep underground that scientists are just now discovering that we didn't even know about these things. Our understanding of the planet and tree roots may have been somewhat shallow. New research reveals many plants have a hidden second set of roots that extend far deeper into the soil. Now, this is just cool in general, I think, but it does have some really important factors to it, or things that can develop from it. According to this study published on June 7th in the journal Nature Communications, this second layer of roots extends over 3 feet or 1 meter down and enable the plants to access deeper soil nutrients. The findings suggest plants might transport and store carbon deeper in the ground than expected, which could help scientists develop longer-term underground carbon storage to mitigate climate change and many other things. And that's just the scratching the surface of what we might be able to figure out with this.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Think about how long we've been studying plants. Like, think about how long and how some of the greatest minds that have ever walked this planet, that's what they've decided to do with their life, is study plants, study trees, looking into this stuff more. And it's 2025 and we're just now discovering this.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The findings showed about 20% of the sites around the world had roots that peaked in mass twice as long as originally thought. So it's not just in one part of the world. This is the world. This is all over. This is plant, and it's every type of plant that you can think of. This applies to.
That's like sci-fi stuff, James.
Yeah.
Like we could write a sci-fi book or script about this.
It's
the secret roots of plants.
It's
as they plan to take over the world.
Okay, all right. So we're working on this. We're doing this. We're doing this. It might be a bee horror movie, but we're doing this.
Might be a bee.
Nice. Nice.
As the bees are part of the...
Yes, yes, yes. Look at this. We've already got half the plot written.
We do.
This is fantastic. We have to do this now. This root system can help not only our planet and the researching of our planet, but also when it comes to collecting rainfall and certain things like that. Like, and again, because we're just discovering this, these are just the things that we know right now. Mm-hmm. 10, 20 years from now, who knows what develops from this?
Yeah. Well, have you ever seen those pictures of like where nature reclaims a space? Abandoned railroad tracks or, you know, like a building or something that's just in the woods, and nature just takes it back. And that is just so fascinating. It's almost like not that I want to make, you know, say that plants are satient, is that how you say it? That they have a conscience that they're aware in any way. But it's almost like a natural instinct for them to do what they need to do to flourish. And I have to wonder if this second root system is something that has always been, or if this is a way that plants have evolved to survive while humans have been doing damage to the planet, and they had to find another way to you know, keep getting the nutrients that they need or storing it for later use. Or it's fascinating.
I've been just
You're right. Thanks for sending me down a root hole.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nice. I've been looking into this and reading different articles about it since Saturday. Melissa, I didn't think about that. That just blew my mind. That's amazing to think of that. And I wonder if we'd be able to figure that out, if right. it's something that they evolved to do or it's something they've always been doing.
And is that something that we can look back at the record? Because, like, in rocks, there's so much that we can tell by looking through layers of soil and rock formations and things like that to tell the history of the Earth. But you would think, you've got to wonder, unless it was fossilized through the depths of the earth, if that's even something we could know or discover.
I gotta find out.
gotta send me a couple of these articles.
Yes, I got one of them in particular. I'm going to. With that though being said, I do want to correct myself. I got a little excited there. As one in five right now, they have discovered that one in five plants had these roots. So it isn't every plant that does. I got a little crazy. What I was trying to say is this is happening all around the world.
Two plants, one in five plants. Yeah, okay,
so be correct about
it. But still,
that's still amazing.
That's still amazing.
Just the data and what's going to come of this. I cannot imagine, and I cannot wait to find out. Yeah. We will come back, and Melissa and I are going to dive into one of the more heated topics right now, the end of an era, no one wanting hotel front desks. As two former hotel employees and stuff, I think it's fair for us to dive into this.
I think it is. I think we're well informed.
We'll do that when we get back on The Morning Show, WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. We'll kick off the 10 o'clock with some entertainment news. Got some other fun stuff lined up in there that I want to get into with Melissa. This library that fosters cats.
Cool.
And America's favorite gas station snacks. What are our favorite snacks to grab on the run or that? We will get into all of that. But I don't like to end the hour on a heavy topic or anything. But this is, I don't know about this. Think back to the last time you thought about a hotel's front desk. And how it might have helped you, or how it might, what they might have done for you or worked with you.
A friendly face to welcome you in after a long day of travel.
Yeah. Now, journalistically, feel like it's important to mention. I worked at a lot of hotels over the years. I worked probably in the hotel industry on and off for about a good 5 years. And all the major chains, along with some smaller ones in Illinois and in California. Mostly what I did was night auditing. It's the main thing of what I did. But I also, because you're there alone at, 11 at night until 5 in the morning or whatever, you got to learn to work the front desk. You got to learn the system and all the rooms and all of that.
People come in at all hours of the night.
So I don't make light of any job in the hotel industry. I generally, in all seriousness, I respect all of them and think they're underappreciated industry when it's done right. But I would say that doing night auditing, I think, is one of the more difficult jobs I've done, just because of having to know everything at the hotel, along with doing the job of night auditing and all those things. And then, especially where I was working at one place in particular in California, in Carpinteria, the clients you get at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning and some of that is just some of my favorite incidences in work have happened in that
fodder for good scripts.
Yes some people that I've used in scripts. Absolutely, Melissa. For you, what were the job that you did in there?
Well, my experience in the hotel industry was in a military hotel, because I worked on Fort McCoy during high school and for a while after high school, and I worked the front desk. I did day shift, and I did overnight audit shifts, and then I also worked in housekeeping. So I worked in kind of all of the realms that you could in a hotel.
So we know a little bit of what we're talking about with this and everything, and we certainly, I don't know about you, but I enjoyed my time at working. If it wasn't for radio or acting, I could see doing that. I could see being okay in that industry.
It's a lot of work, but it's also, it's a different kind of customer service than food service.
Yes. I'm not great with certain, like fast food, I'm not fast enough. I worked at KSC for a little bit, and I learned real quickly. This is all the respect in the world to fast food workers. You guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. I need my bacon double cheeseburgers. I can't do it. I wasn't fast enough. I could do all the things, but
I think that you could be a good server.
That I would. That I haven't tried. Yeah, I wouldn't. I haven't tried that. I
think you actually would pull that off really well.
And I think that servers, much like front desk workers, they have an important place. I think in every. Thing. Well, according to a new report, 70% of American travelers are more likely to check themselves into a hotel using an app or a self-service kiosk instead of walking up to a traditional front desk. And this preference skyrockets to 82% among Gen Z travelers. Hotel front desks used to be a hospitality feature. This is when they're properly staffed, convenient and helpful. But now many people would rather interact with an app than wait in a line or, you know, interact with a human being. And of course, completely skipping the front desk isn't an option everywhere, but it's probably only a matter of time before it might be. With Airbnb and some of these other things, you can rent someone's entire house without ever seeing or talking to them.
But how do you get into your room without a key?
I'm not sure.
Don't stop at the desk, because I've had this come up recently where you had the option to check in online. It didn't work for me because I wasn't the one that made the reservation, and I had to confirm the credit card. And I'm like, well, I'm not putting my credit card in since I'm not paying for it.
Right.
That part of it, like I can get the no contact checkout, sure. You leave your keys in your room and you leave, and I always try to like notify the housekeeper in the hallway of like, yep, room 105 is open.
Same.
And just because us knowing
that yes.
You want to get the rooms clean as quick as you can whenever
every minute empty, counts. Yeah.
But you also don't want to bother the people that are in them.
Yes.
So yeah, but the check in without contact seems weird.
Part of the reason I brought up our resumes is because the part that stands out to me the most about this jobs. Yes. This is going to take jobs. This is going to, you know, and I think jobs that are, you know, I hate doing
nobody
this.
Nobody is flocking to these jobs necessarily.
Yes.
This is not something you want. You like, you're, I'm going to be someday, I'm going to work at a front desk hotel, you know.
Yeah. Decades ago, they stopped having a
concierge.
And gas stations stopped having a guy to come out and fill your tank for you. In some of these things, I understand
now we're moving away from checkouts at grocery stores, which is I just think wrong.
Yeah, convenience isn't always the solution. Convenience isn't always the right answer. Just because something's cheaper, it isn't the right answer every time. As much as I would love it to be, it's not the case. And sometimes just because something is easier doesn't mean we should be doing it. Right. There's a difference of convenience and, okay, we're cutting corners that we don't need to. Is it really that difficult for you to stand in a line? No matter, I've been in some long lines before, and I've never thought, oh God, this would be so much easier if I didn't have to do this. It's part of the gig. It's the same thing to me. Not the same thing, but very similar to me to when I go, if I'm flying, I understand that it might take me a while to get through checkout or to get to my plane. Get on there. I understand that they want to check over me. They want to do some things and stuff. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I want them to do that. I plan for that. I prep for that as best as I can. And of course, God laughs at me and I'm late. But again, I ain't complaining because I get the way why we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's not the same thing, but it's a little bit of the, well, who are you going to call at 3 a.m. when you're out of towels? You know, you're going to need a front desk worker. You're still going to need people up there. Why not have them doing this too and being the mascot of your business, really? The person to be able to, I mean, God, could you imagine this place without Pam up front?
God, no.
Our Rapids Report guests be walking in here like, I don't know about this guy. Like, you know, it'd be weird. It'd be different.
Right? There's no lights on in the lobby. Oh, it's because nobody's, you know, like, been moving around right. to turn the motion lights on. So
there's so many positions that we have in society that I think are much, we would know if they were gone. We would feel it if they were gone right away.
Well, and the first thing that comes to mind to me is, okay, what about safety? Like, is there no single like, you always...
great point.
In a hotel, you have the front desk person often kind of, in some places especially, duplicates as a security guard.
Yeah.
In fact, in my job description for the Wisconsin Military Academy on Fort McCoy, part of it said that I was a security guard of sorts. That I was actually... Part of my job description said I had to walk around the outside of the building. And I'm like, are you nuts? I am not doing that.
Yeah, that was a big part of my
this
job.
This building is huge. It would take me a half an hour to walk around the whole thing.
One of the ritziest hotels I ever stayed at, or I ever worked at, was the second one I think I worked at. The first one, actually, in Geneva. And they had the, at the time, they were building that space collider in Geneva. Mm. They had scientists literally from all over the world coming there and all this. It was ritzy. One of my big parts of my job was being security, because that same hotel would also have like bachelor parties and things like that. So yeah, well, who's going to be doing that job? You're going to have an app that's going to, you know, do you have a bouncer app?
Well, and that's the thing too, like, you just the security of having a live person there monitoring the situation.
It's a great point. Also, I think
if
we came up with
fire, if there's a, you know, a kerfuffle on some floor, or it just, there's so many things that you just need a person there for.
Along with you've been traveling, you're tired, you're beat, you get to the hotel, and having just a friendly voice and a friendly set of eyes welcoming you. Like, there's something more to that than I think people realize. Also,
Go ahead. What happened with me, where I couldn't self-check in because it wasn't under my credit card. I had no problems checking in with the front desk person when I got there.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you show up at 3 a.m, there's no person there, it doesn't allow you to self-check in, and what, you sleep in your car?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how that would work necessarily. I don't think it would work well.
Because I'm pretty sure Sage wasn't going to answer the phone at 3 a.m. and give me his credit card number. Not that I arrived at 3 a.m, but you know what I mean.
Right, right. I will say, I think we've come up with a great new app, the bouncer app. You just push a button and a bouncer shows up. For whatever situation you might need in life, you know, whatever it might be. We got to patent that. We got to get on that right away. We got
my muscle app.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm thinking of a couple of situations right now that might actually come in pretty handy.
It might.
We're going to take a break here, get to Steve's news and our local news break from Melissa. When we come back, we'll have some entertainment news for you, and a little later, going to be getting into America's favorite gas station snacks. What are your go-tos? Everybody call up and let us know when we get back here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.